Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21. It is time for What's Bugging You? This is where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Hey, Pam, what's bugging you?
You were talking about the mentality of the Democrats. Just look. Okay, so it was the other day I was making my lunch in the kitchen, so I heard the TV 20 poll question. How many of you agree with what Dr. Rockwell said? 67%. So today, you know, today's poll was, do you want her to be fired? And it was like 53 to 46 or something like that. 47. It's like, really? Yeah. I mean, just the nastiness of the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm not going to pick on CJB, but it is kind of an odd question, which I would have thought the response, whether people really feel that way or not,
right.
I would think would have been less than that. I think it's kind of a silly question. I mean, do you think MAGA people should, you know, good, Hulk Hogan's dead because he's MAGA or whatever. I mean, wow, that is telling. That is telling.
Oh, I guess they were going for topical, and they found it, and boy,
but 67% agree.
Wow.
Agree that her statement was, they agree with her statement?
No, admittedly, we have to go, what, did 17 people respond, and are they,
true.
Do they all live in Duck Pond, you know, or something?
So, yeah.
There is that possibility, I hope.
But, I mean, you know, they have a wide signal, and they're on many cable systems, so that's kind of sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
These nasty people are all around us. Good morning, Ed. What's bugging you?
Bob, what's bugging me is how the mainstream media constantly goes after Trump, saying he surrounded himself with yes people and his cabinet picks all agree with his agenda. And I said, yeah, look what happened his first term when he went their direction and every one of them stabbed him in the back. So I guess what they're really mad at, Bob, is that he actually learned from his first term and he's not making the same mistake.
I totally agree, and well said. And I've got more Trump winning coming up for you. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Trump seems like the Rodney Dangerfield of world leaders. He doesn't get no respect. There's not a truck big enough to load up all the Nobel Peace Prizes he deserves for going around and hosing down conflicts all across the world. I think he just doesn't get proper credit. It's a little scary.
Well, he's never going to get any respect or credit from the left. But you better believe it, when the NATO country stepped up like they've never done before, that's huge. So he has their respect. And all these trading partners that are coming to the table and they're working out agreements, they have respect. And you know what? As long as he's got that and most of the American people, I think we're going to be good. But point well made. Good morning, Bob. What's bugging you?
A few years ago in Rochester, New York, two black boys were in a storefront apartment with a fella, and they squirted him with lighter fluid, lit it, and he walked out. He got out onto the street, and he perished. One of my professor's son hit him over the head with a shovel, killed his father. The Comos closed the insane asylums. That's my bugger.
Wow. Dragon, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is them giving all our federal tax money away. Our federal tax money is to run the government and the military. Why are we giving Columbia University hundreds of million dollars and Harvard hundreds of millions of dollars and Pakistan and Tajikistan and et cetera, et cetera? Stop giving our money away. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, and in the colleges, the endowments that they have at these larger schools are measured in the billions of dollars. Billions.
The first time I heard that, it totally blew my mind. And now I see how common that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just got used to crying poor mouth, so they suck more and more. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
How you doing, guys? Hope you have a great day. You know, praise Jesus. I am not a hater, but when I listen to what that syphilitic scumbag Schumer is up to all the time. It just grinds my guts. Have a great day.
Yeah, he is. He is the one that I love to watch him in a way, because you can tell he's going to have a meltdown soon. If Trump keeps winning the way he is, yes. Schumer is. He is just going to, you know, and all that'll be left is just his glasses just hanging there. Uh-huh. There'll be nothing else.
Well, after all these years of going after him, and he still wins, and they tried so hard to keep him out of the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, they've run their course. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Early news show talking about the Biden administration. In the background, they got a picture of him eating ice cream. If you look back at any clip of Biden eating ice cream, he looks like an 8-year-old. What a hoax. What a hoax made reality. Look at any clip of Biden eating ice cream. What a joke.
Wait a second. I think we're getting somewhere. They're worried about his cognitive abilities. Clearly, he just suffered from a very, very, very bad long case of brain freeze. And you're welcome.
Yes, it's true.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps. Or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Coming up, two Biden aides are stepping forward to talk about his cognitive decline. That's next.